Christmas cards,
hangovers,
rigging up the lights,
and binding the Christmas tree. The sixth thing at Christmas that's such a pain to me,
facing my in-laws,
5 months of bill.
It's day seven, seventh day of Christmas, Sunday, December 20th, seven swans swimming. Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Thank you, Mr.
Yep. By the way, it's also Games Day.
Ah.
So get that dreidel Major League Baseball out.
See you at the synagogue, yep.
Yeah. But Rabbi, we were just, no money changed hands.
No, that's fine.
You know, Ken, have you got me anything yet for the holidays?
I thought maybe I would just leave you alone. That might be your best present.
Yeah. Penny handles it that way, too. Mm-hmm. I was going to give you my standard retort, and that is, why don't you get me the same thing you got me last year, only a different color?
But I was thinking of one thing, and I remember the somewhat famous song parody genius Tom Lehrer talked about Christmas gifts that he's received in the past, his favorite being a gift certificate good at any hospital for a lobotomy.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurry while supplies last.
Yeah.
But I was thinking I'd like to have a Wii. I want a big one. I don't want a wee. I want a big wee.
Watch it. It's a family show.
But I thought, you know, because that's the newest video craze, the Wii.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't think I can come up with that, but I do have a new arcade game just in time for the holidays. And however, you will have to go across the pond to actually play it because it's over in the UK.
Ah.
But anyway, it's a new arcade game, and it's based on the old familiar, I'm sure you heard of Whack-A-Mole.
Oh, sure. Whack a basketball official. They can pop up from the hole.
Oh, we're going there again. Yeah. Well, oh, thank you so much. So anyway, instead of whack-a-mole, you know, instead of little animal heads popping up from the game board and you smash them with a hammer or a mallet, this new game, there's a twist on this game. It's called Whack a Banker.
Yeah. Give him a bailout first.
There it is. The inventor, his name is Tim Hunkin. He introduced this new arcade game. He actually has an arcade over in Suffolk. And instead of hitting pop-up moles with a mallet within a set time frame, the target is pop-up bald-headed bankers.
Yep.
Now, how popular is the new Whack a Banker game? Well, according to Mr. Hunkin, he says, quote, I have to keep replacing worn-out mallets.
Yeah. Worn-out bankers, too.
He said he purposely made all the bankers to look all bald, look all alike, because he said that's how I think people see bankers.
Sure.
It's faceless.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's how the game goes. Players are promised a, quote, truly rewarding experience if they hit as many bankers as they can within 30 seconds. And when someone wins the game, a voice comes out and says, quote, you win. We retire. Thank you very much to the taxpayer for paying our pensions. Whack a banker.
Tony Soprano's on line two. Wants to know how they can get that game in Jersey.
Gotta be.
Yeah. Whack a banker.
Whack a banker.
But I can see the point. I mean, people take out their hostilities on that particular profession.
I tell you what, I would play that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
And I have just the banker in mind when I would like to hit.
Well, you know, for the one or two people who might be listening right now who have never heard our show before, boy, are you lucky. Where'd you?
Yeah, you have a life.
My compadre here is in another life a basketball official.
Yes.
A ref. A guy that blows the whistle.
Right. And I've whacked many a coach.
Yeah.
Now that
Whack a coach. It's a new game for you referees. You can play in the clubhouse there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Enough of the silliness. Let's get to some pretty stuff. And this is, I love Celtic music anyway.
Okay.
And this is Carol of the Bells. You've heard that. But this is from the Inner Splendor. They are a media company. And they have come out in the spirit of peace, an Irish holiday celebration. The voices of Anne Malone and Sarah Warwick and Carol of the Bells. Enjoy. And Ken and I will we'll meet you back here tomorrow for the eighth day of Christmas.
The holiday goes on.
Gaily they ring while people sing songs.
You Can't Make It Up is a Penguin Pods production. Look for us at 2, the number 2, canscomedy.com.